Listen up! You are now listening to News with My Fiance with DJ Ambush and Morgan Jones!
Great Morgan? Great. I think I got stuck there. Great Morgan? Great Morgan.
That's me. Great Morgan.
Yes.
Is Welcome. That what you were going for?
Yes.
It is now.
We're here. And you're here with us. News of My Fiance, Morgan Jones and Sound Tidbits. Not to be confused with DJ Sound Tidbits, but...
I hope there is a DJ Sound Tidbits.
There has to be. There has to be.
Shout out to Nakia. Listen. Fiancés.
Oh my gosh. We love you guys.
We love y'all a lot, yeah. a lot. And yesterday was hilarious.
Yes.
Ambush posted his thick lunch meat video.
And it's exactly how it sounds, guys.
And then... What else did you post?
I posted a video claiming to have taken credit for the voter guide, taking 98% credit for the voter guide.
Yeah.
And Nakia, you know, she didn't buy it. She didn't buy it, not for a second. And she said, you know, we all know, listen, we come here, we all rely on Morgan, you know, for that top-notch political commentary. And you're good for the sound tidbits. What'd you say? Your decoration.
She did say you were decoration first.
Let me tell you,
And when he replied, her reply then was, oh, you know, like no shade at all. Like, you be having some sound tidbits.
Yeah. That's it. I'm running with sound tidbits.
That honestly is like the funny, that's it. That had me undone.
Michelle said, and a grand Morgan to you as well.
Grand Morgan! Michelle, how are we today?
Grand Morganing.
I'm telling y'all right now, just biding time until I get to take a nap. That nap's going to be good.
I know that's right.
Good sleeps.
Yeah, I too might grab me a nap or two.
No, you're going to get greedy on them and get two of them? Or?
I need a nap. I need some Shadow of Mordor. I need to fall asleep. Honestly, if I could fall asleep while playing Shadow of Mordor or have Shadow of Mordor wear me down into the nap, that's what I really want.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm doing good with the games preparing me for sleep. It's like help with my wind down. Go upstairs.
I don't believe this in any way, shape, form, or fashion. Yeah. But I mean, I am listening to you.
The Mini Mart game is really repetitive and the steps that I need to do now. So it's like, and this is going to sound weird. It's literally like working in the market. And it's like, okay, grab the stuff over here, bring it over here, da 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 da. And that repetition wears me down. And okay. I'm like, oh, all right. Then I put my phone on the charger. Boom. And I'm out. Playing that, if I'm already tired, play that for like 5 minutes.
Oh, wow.
Then I'm out. Yeah. Yeah, it's interesting.
Yeah. I mean, I wonder how much you would skew a sleep like study, you know? All the things I'm reading right now are like, if you touch your phone half an hour before you're trying to go to sleep,
it's going
to
delay
you. You're a loser, dude. Yeah. And you're never going to go to bed.
Yeah.
And if you do go to bed, you're not going to get good rest.
Yeah. Some of that might still be true. I'm not claiming to get good rest.
Okay, this is fair.
You know what I'm saying?
That's actually, yeah, these are two different things.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Correct.
I'm not claiming to be getting good rest. I just know I'll be falling asleep. Yeah.
Honestly, take the sleep how it comes is how I feel. Like,
we'll talk.
Shout out to my girl, Kate. She sent me
magnesium gummies.
And I think yesterday was like day three of having them, taking two of them before I go to bed each night.
Mm-hmm.
I definitely have been falling asleep quicker.
Wow.
I don't know. Yeah.
I've been popping them too. Yeah. That's also probably a contributor.
might have something to do with it.
Yeah. I mean, I've been doing the game thing for months and it's been working, but this, the magnesium gummies. Yeah. Yeah.
Also, I want to be clear that I received those from my friend, and then that the people in my house thought that they could also have some.
It's really interesting. Wow. Like, now Kate's just your friend. I mean, I am Uncle Am to her the littles, but yeah. You know, Kate's just your friend. And again, along the while we're here.
Oh, I can't wait.
How many friends have I had that you have stolen?
No, they're still your friends.
Oh, too. are they kind of like both of ours?
No, they're definitely like both of ours.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's just not Kate.
I mean, we were just talking about you and your existing friends, and then me and my existing friends are different.
You did good there. You did good there. I was like, how's she going to pull this one off? That was good. I had to flex that debate muscle.
Yeah.
Really early.
Thanks for absolutely nothing. Appreciate that panic attack.
So, crazy thing now. I woke up one night I came upstairs one night and you had that National Geographic Witches documentary playing.
Yeah.
That is sleep fuel.
Yeah,
it is. It's interesting enough for you to, you know, dial into it, then it puts you right down.
Lulls you.
Whoa.
Lulls you right to bed.
All of the voices from everyone participating in the documentary is around the same tone.
Yeah.
There's a level of, not excitement, but interest as they're talking about things, and it just brings you down.
You're describing my night.
Yeah.
Last night.
So
this morning.
I put it on this morning as I'm getting, you know, getting ready to get out of bed. And I put it on last night. I put it on last night again.
Yeah.
And I'm listening, you know, putting the water on my CPAP and, you know, doing my little routine. And I'm hearing about all these different triggers for accusations of being a witch. And I'm like, all I'm hearing is women with migraines, possibly dealing with sleep paralysis.
Oh, no.
Night terrors. Like, everything they're describing as indications of possession is just like, oh, my goodness.
I mean, yeah, it's definitely the case. Like, you're forgetting, like, oh, you had a period.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So, obviously.
Demon. Right. I was like, this is wild. Wild.
You have described this perfectly because I have no idea what any of them have ever talked about on one episode. There are six episodes.
Fair.
I start the first one over again every single time.
Yeah.
And I'm asleep in, I don't know, 6 minutes.
For anyone that needs TV to go to sleep, there are certain shows that work every time. I'm telling you, this National Geographic Witches documentary is one of them. We've also been clear, using. Go ahead.
I do know we're not supposed to watch or have TV on to go to sleep, but you know,
you don't have a white noise machine.
A white noise machine wouldn't do it for me. That does not help. I don't need like. That doesn't help. Mm-hmm. That just is static. Now there's just like another noise for the soundtrack playing in my head. Mm-hmm. I don't need that. I need the voices to literally tune into what they're saying so I don't think about what my head is saying.
Uh-huh.
And then I do that and I breathe deeply until I can fall asleep.
I think some people go to sleep to affirmations, too.
That'd probably be smarter than all the murder shows I fall asleep to.
Yeah. But like, that's where I was going to go next. Like, the roster of sleep shows.
Okay, but in all honesty,
I wasn't going to go straight to murder. I was going to be like, we're also watching Sinners. It was
well, there's a
Sinners.
Lot of things happening in that show. You're just not paying attention to it.
Yeah.
It's working for you as a sleep show.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh my God, Cora, what's happening with this girl's sister? I got to know.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. A mess. But I don't know. I have always, not always, mm-hmm. but TV has been, or music is mm-hmm. how I can actually go to sleep.
Hmm. I think I've definitely tried music in the past. I mean, usually I just go to, I can go to sleep to silence. I've learned to go to sleep to music or whatever is needed to get you to sleep as well. But yeah, I can totally just like fall asleep standing up in an elevator.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You don't need much help.
No. Not saying it's
good
sleep.
To the point of like not needing to eat my gummies, but yeah. Got a text that says, I'm going to need you to turn off screens an hour before bed. And I don't know who this is, but I really appreciate this energy.
It's true. We're supposed to. You're not lying at all.
You're totally correct. Thank you for the reminder.
They're like, turn off your screens, have no TVs in your bedroom.
Yeah.
All types of stuff.
I mean, is it a bedroom if it don't have a TV? I'm going to be honest. I don't know. Like I think that's a dining room.
My whole life.
Or someone's, you know, office
from
that they
the moment
don't go inside of.
I was allowed to have a TV in my bedroom as a teenager.
The TV's
there was
been on.
No way as an adult in my own homestead that I was not going to have a television in my bedroom. But now, like, you know, everyone coming out of the pandemic, you know, everyone's self-caring and they're doing this, you know, they're taking feng shui to a different level and it's just, oh, but what does my energy need?
I wish everyone could see all of the body language you're doing right now.
It's exhausting how healthy everyone's trying to be now. Fine, you're vegan, yeah, whatever. What kind of water are you drinking? You know. So I was like, no TV, absolutely no TV in the bedroom. I don't have a television in my bedroom. And I'm like, fine, you're better than me. I get it.
Yeah.
I need a television in my bedroom. Not only do I need a TV, I need a TV and an Xbox. Like, I want my bedroom to be as entertaining as my living room. Sans a DJ setup.
This is hilarious.
Yeah.
Because you definitely, we have an Xbox in our bedroom and it gets nothing but dust.
Dust, bro.
One of my most annoying things to dust.
Annoying. I play it maybe twice a year.
Yeah. That's a big maybe.
Yeah. Yeah. When you want to play, when you want a vintage experience, you know?
Mm-hmm. Well, fiancés, let me come to you as a woman.
Oh.
Taking accountability for my current inability to meet a deadline.
Mm.
The voter guide is up.
Boom.
We did it.
Boom. We did it, guys. We did it, Joe.
We did it, Joe. We did it. Oh, man. Why didn't I start with that energy? Where were you in the pre-production meeting that I didn't attend?
I'm sorry. We did it, Joe.
The voter guide is up.
Yay.
It's on newswithmyfiance.com. You can take a peek at it.
Yep.
Links in all the bios and the link trees and the things.
Yes.
And there's something else. Oh, and, yeah. And we put it up on the Instagram.
Boom. Yeah.
Or, you know, an announcement for us.
So it is there. How would you describe, it's interview time, Morgan. How would you describe the voter guide for anyone that's like, okay, I don't need a guide for voting?
Well, anybody who says they don't need a guide for voting is wrong.
Okay.
I'm going to say that right now. And not like because you need to vote the way anybody who wrote the guide or gives, you know, suggestions.
Mm-hmm.
But to think you got it without paying attention to what somebody else may have got, I think is probably not great.
Is that because there is, with this type of special election or just like local elections, is it difficult to find all the information in one place? Is it like,
I don't think
it's not enough information out there.
I don't think it's difficult to find. I mean, one of the really great things about Oregon is the way that we handle elections and we get a full blown voter's pamphlet. Like, I don't remember how old I was when I found out that doesn't happen everywhere, but it wasn't like 100 years ago. You know what I mean? Like, right. It was like not that long ago that I was like, wait, y'all don't get a voter pamphlet?
What are y'all doing over here?
It's like, still? Mm. I remember when I lived there, I didn't vote. So I, you know, like, I didn't, you know, whatever.
Right.
But I didn't realize. So there's lots of information. Reel that in.
Okay.
It's interesting. Okay. One, I will say that local elections are incredibly important. And especially for the people that are like, federal government, there's nothing we can do. You know, like, it's going to, no matter what, whoever the president is, it's going to be awful. And yes, I do realize that sometimes I can fall into that camp.
I'm of that camp.
Yeah, yeah. Born in it. I get it. But locally, these are the things that are happening on your level. So when things seem completely unattainable federally, or, you know, things are crumbling like they are right now federally, we are hopeful that our local government will protect us even from that, right? And it sounds, you know, maybe not all that realistic to say your local government is going to protect you, because the government don't really be protecting us.
Right.
But that's a part of my imagination of what government is supposed to do. And I want to get to the point where government does what it is supposed to do, in my mind.
And local elections.
In my, I want us to all live in my fever dream now. You know?
And, so we're switching off fever dreams. Let's abandon the white man's fever dream.
Yes.
And let's welcome in the black woman's fever dream.
It's about time, is all I'm saying.
This does sound enticing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can tell you that it's almost the exact opposite of what we're already doing.
We're all experiencing.
So. Sweet. I mean, if you at least want to just try it, you know, feeling adventurous. Anyway, so your local government, you also have just way more access to these folks, right? To actually hold them accountable, to actually give them praise if they're doing the right thing.
Right.
There's less noise to cut through when you are trying to talk to people that are in your same area, you know? And much like many Portlanders know, you know, one of your local officials might be out on a Tinder date during a pandemic, you know?
Okay.
And you might be able to just walk up on them and talk to them at dinner. Like, maybe you make bad decisions. Look at you standing here making bad decisions yet again.
Michelle said, if you don't vote like it's an open book test at the kitchen table with your voter guide, are you even Oregonian?
Are you?
Are you even?
Michelle?
I mean, what are we doing?
What gets me is somehow Michelle has lived my life. Michelle is younger than me, and we did not grow up together.
But somehow
we have lived the same life in so many ways.
That's like me and Kyle.
It is.
Yeah.
It's totally like you and Kyle. Like, yeah I have only ever seen, or no, I have only ever voted in Oregon this way.
Mm-hmm.
And I do remember my parents opening up the pamphlet, going through it, and then we walked down to the church that was at like three blocks away from our house, and that was a election site. And we would stand there in line, they would vote, and then I would get walked to school.
Wow. And this is, so I'm assuming this is before the ballots, before the mail-in ballots.
Before mail-in, yeah.
Okay. Wow.
But by the time I turned 18, I think, I don't know how many elections before I turned 18. Like, it could have been one. I don't know. Mail-in, like, that's the only way
that you've done
that. I've voted. I've never gone into a voting booth and voted.
So let me get this straight.
Shout out to me.
When you were at the age in which you were getting walked to school, prior to that, you were sitting at the table with your parents with the voter guide while they were doing their thing. And like, you found it interesting all the way back then.
Yes, not as like a toddler, you know,
okay.
But like, I don't know that I can say I found it interesting, but I remember it happening.
Okay.
All, you know, each time it was time to vote. That's how they did it. And it wasn't the kitchen table, it was the living room, because in my house you needed to have a TV on. So
hello. This is okay.
We also didn't have a kitchen table, you know. Mm-hmm. The kitchen in my house was tiny.
So
the kitchen.
This sounds like probably maybe like middle school or whatever.
Yeah.
And that began your quest.
They would not walk me to school.
To rule the world. You
what?
Yeah. You wanted to have your hands in government and you would start at the local level by choosing who you could control.
Oh, wow.
In middle school.
Wow. No. No.
The new Superman trailer dropped, and I am sitting here with Morgan Luthor.
Whoa!
Wow. You've been seeking power for so long.
I'm sorry. The only DC villain I'm acknowledging is Bane. That's the only one you can call me. I'm not Luthor. I'm not none of those. Don't call me a billionaire.
Bane's pretty slick. I like that guy.
Yeah. Do you feel in charge?
I did not know that was a GIF. Someone used it.
It's in my phone.
Yeah. It's pretty good stuff.
I got it for you. Huh? Look what I did for you.
Oh, man. Yeah. Okay. So
But I do remember I remember that being the way that they handled voting, was sitting around talking through all of the measures, through. And I definitely have very much of a, in my early life, more communal. I lived with aunts and cousins and my mom and dad all in the same house. And, and my mom and two of her sisters owned a flower shop my entire life.
Michelle, this is now when you tell us that your mom and your aunts owned a flower shop. You want to see the parallels.
Or just any small business, honestly. I think it would work. And the ladies would talk about that kind of stuff all the time. Yeah. And they would also,
they don't play about the politics.
Would be discussing measures and, stuff like that. So I just remember that. I was not interested in politics, government, history, present, future, none of those things. I was like, do you guys know that music exists?
And look where we ended up.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
It is really crazy the world works. The biggest fear has always been public speaking, and here we are.
Before we move on, could you talk a little bit? Yes, this is an actual interview.
It's feeling like
Could you talk a little bit about the experience of crafting the first voter guide? There was a team assembled. There were some, it was a challenge thrown down,
I think first we have to say shout out to AJ for ruining my life. Nah, shout out to AJ. So we were at the Imagine Black
safety forum
and shout out to Imagine Black for real. I rely on their voter guide.
Yes,
their voter guide is my favorite voter guide.
Goodness, their voter guide is so dope.
And they have they have a team, they have people, they have more resources than
a person,
than little old Morgan. However, it wasn't just me. It wasn't just me, and it wouldn't have got done if it was. So first, AJ comes out to ruin my life and is like, they say there's not going to be a voter guide for the special election.
So this is at the safety summit, guys.
Yeah,
room full of people at the safety summit.
Yeah, room full of people. And I don't remember how it was. I think I sort of reacted like, no, like, what do you mean you're not going to have a voter guide?
Right.
And I don't remember what Joya Lee said, but somehow AJ, hand goes up. She'll do it. Morgan will do it. Don't worry. News of my fiance will do a voter guide this year. That's fine. And I am not saying anything, but I am loudly responding. My eyes are huge. I am like, what is she talking about? What do you even mean? With what time? With who? Like, what's even the expectation? And she's cracking up. Also, again, shout out to AJ. There is just no room for.
Oh my gosh.
Your insecurity in any moment. She's like, please, this is something you do. We're not going to spend any time.
I'm not going over this.
No, people want to hear what you have to say. Please be quiet. Shut up.
I'm not going
to
spend time selling you on you.
Yeah, I'm not selling you on you. Okay?
No, sorry.
We can do this. It's fine. She's just like, you're going to be, no, we'll do it. It won't just be you. You'll be fine. This girl, shut up.
With the Yoda. There's no try.
It's just do. And now I told a room of people, you're doing it. So go do.
Mind you, I was in the bathroom when this happened.
Yeah, and wasn't I came even back around. And was just like, one,
wait, what's going on?
I'm like, I don't even get to make executive decisions like this. But here we are. We're committed.
Yo, MJ, I mean, AJ is a capital M with the motivator. Like,
yeah.
So we're just going to do this. We're
motivation queen. For
someone's
real,
not real. Doing it, and we're just going to get it done. It's like, okay.
Yeah. It really is like that simple. And then somehow she knows how to push, you know, mm-hmm. without pushing.
Yeah.
Because she was like, all right, we're going to put this on the calendar. We'll just have a little planning session, me and you, and then we'll go from there.
Right.
So I left that day having a placeholder on my calendar. And the next day when I saw her, she was like, okay, you need to be thinking about who's going to come. You need to, like, she gives me the step. So I'm like, oh, yeah. Man, okay, let me take this direction. And we had a good little work session. I didn't know what the expectation was. I didn't know what I should really, like, what does anybody want from me for this? Am I just, like, listing the candidate? You know. And
who all was in the work session?
AJ, Danny, Lily, myself. But this is after, shout out to Jess, he put the entire pamphlet basically totally organized for us in a way that we didn't have to do any work looking into what was going on.
Right.
What was going to be on the ballot, who's running,
right,
what the measures were. Absolutely incredible. Like,
way to go, Jess.
You know, the team be teaming.
When you got the good ones, man. Yeah.
Keep them around.
Yeah.
So Lily helped me with the design of it. Like, and she and I basically, like, I figured out the verbiage. Mm-hmm. I wrote the stuff. And then we were able to, like,
combine,
dump the words into some cute Google slides.
Yeah. Looks amazing.
And it's up now. What I appreciate about having that, we're both working on the same, like, deck, but separately,
mm-hmm.
is it's not super monotonous. Like, it, you know, like, it breaks it up without it being a completely different guide. You know what I mean?
Okay. Oh, got you.
So I don't know. This is me letting you guys know it's finished. It's a week late. I'm sorry. Ballots are due, you know, like tomorrow, actually, May 20th.
May 20th, guys. Get your ballots in the mail on May 20th.
So AJ had given me a internal, you know, deadline of, like, try and drop it the week of the 5th. Probably drop it the 5th so people have 2 weeks with it. And I was like, yeah, absolutely. Totes make sense. Yeah. And then I, for a full week, just was done.
Yeah.
I found out I had an ulcer.
Yeah, yeah.
But I was in so much pain that there was no breathing correctly enough to even, like, have your mind be able to concentrate.
No, bro.
So I lost a whole week, and then I did, then, you know.
Life.
Yeah, now we're a week late, but it's there. Or longer than that, but whatever. It's up.
Yeah. You're listening to X-Ray FM at KXRY Portland at 91.1 and 107.1 FM in the Halen Wheeler Manzanita at Rockaway Beach at 91.7 FM, streaming online everywhere at xray.fm. But it's up.
But did you just say 91.7?
Did I?
I think you did.
Oh, yeah, for the second, yeah. And that's where it is at the beach.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, look at me. See this one?
How long you been
here? I got, you know what? I am dyslexic.
Okay.
And as a dyslexic,
all
of those numbers are the same.
Gotcha.
Okay? They just, you put them in a different order.
Gotcha. Nah, that makes sense. So the voter guide is up.
Yeah.
Definitely. Woo-hoo. Take a look at it. Share with a friend. If you find some typos, DM us.
Yeah, please.
So we can go in there and correct that. But it is, there's links within our link tree and also in our links on Instagram. It is posted on the website. It has its own page. There's a link to it on the front page. You can also find it in the menu for the website. We also added our events and booking page to the website. So yeah, if you go there, hit the events, you can see two of the three events that we have coming up. I got to add the Lake Oswego Juneteenth event to there. But yeah. We're getting it popping.
Getting some stuff done.
Yeah.
I'm very excited. There is something to add to the guide already. So some slight changes will get made, and I'm sure I'll announce those things, like voter guide changes or something.
Updates.
But updates.
Yeah.
Feeling pretty good. Thank you, Michelle. She said, 1 week is plenty to vote. It's the procrastinators who need you the most. And in all honesty,
man,
it's the procrastinators I need as well.
That's a word. Spoke to me.
Yeah.
All right. What we got coming up? What you got?
Well, I was just going to say, I think this is P-Town. Fantastic Rising Fiancés. I found that taking my naps when I wake up and then find that spot in the bed you wait for your partner for when your partner moves. Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah. Bam. Sleep time.
That is real.
Yeah. That was definitely P-Town.
That's a thing. Also, P-Town, I listened to Sick Boy by Ren this morning. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to keep going, but it's going to have to be after I listen to some more Rayvon, because some things just went crazy.
Yeah. Rudo says,
Rudo!
Morning, news of my fiance, fam.
Rudo, good morning.
Got to kick
How is Harper's boy. Husband this fine Thursday?
Yeah. Listen, what day was that? Rudes, when did I see you? Was it Monday? I think I see Rudes.
Mm-mm. Tuesday.
Tuesday, when I went to go see the rents.
Yeah, that was Tuesday, I think.
Okay. So I get a text from Rudo, and he sends me this picture of this poster that has my logo on it. And one of the versions of my logo has, you know, my head with my locks coming out of my hair. And he's like, this logo's going to need some update. yes, it is. And actually, you know, the first version of the logo, the one I did, didn't have hair.
Yeah.
The one that has hair is the one Michael Bromage did.
Shout out to Michael Bromage.
And he killed it.
Yeah.
But then he's like, yeah, I'm at the North Portland Library, so close. And I'm all hyped because that library is in my neighborhood. And I'm like, what time do you get off? He's like, 8 o'clock. I'm like, there. And he's like, yes. So like in my head, I just, you know, I just ran out of the house, grabbed my bike from the garage, and now I'm riding my bike down to the library.
Yeah.
Meet up with Rudo.
That was definitely the energy.
Yeah, definitely 80s bike riding energy. So I pull up to the library and there's barely any parking. And I'm like, this place is popping. This is weird. Whatever, library. And then I get in there, and whoa, that library is fire.
Whoa, Nelly.
Whoa, Nelly. Wosef Nelly, bro.
That's a great place to hold some books, ain't it?
Yeah. They got self-checkout. Man, they got a Black cultural area. It was awesome.
I heard you were in the center of it.
I was in the center. I was in the center of the Black cultural center. The Black culture was centered around me.
Oh.
There were other Black people in this room. It was amazing. There were, but there, you know, it's a library. There's Black people everywhere. I told Rudo, I said, when I get there, I'm going to walk in and be like, I'd like to file a complaint and wait for the whole room to turn around to me so I could have their attention. And then once they focused on me, I'd be like, you guys got that guy over there working here. And that's going to start knocking stuff over. So that way I'm associated with him and I'm causing chaos and we get him in trouble. 80s movie. This is how you get your friend off of work in the 80s movie.
That is exactly how you get your friend out of work.
He's except like, I can't go. Oh, you can't go? You can't go? Wham, start knocking stuff over.
Yeah.
And then the boss comes out and is like, what did I tell you about letting that guy in here? Both of you guys, get out of here. And then I'm like, Rudo, come on, let's go. And then we run out. And he's like, now I got to get a new job. And yeah, I'm like, dude, it's no big deal. We just get you a new job.
Because in those 80s movies, the people doing that are like 17.
Exactly.
I mean, they're adults. But they're playing 13-year-olds. They're pretending that they're 17. But I mean, you know, you lose your high school job because your friend comes in and knocks all the stuff over. It isn't as crazy when you can be like, well, I'm going to go, you know, work at the grocery store down the street.
P-Town just said...
Rudo's a whole grown-up. Don't ruin his life. That's all I'm saying.
Seriously.
He has a wife he has take care of.
Real job. P-Town said, what did you say? Did you say that St. John's Library is closing? I don't think it's closing.
Wait, what?
Rudo, listen, St. John's. Let us know. A lot of the libraries are just remodeling. They're shutting down to be remodeled. And I think presently, from what Rudo told me, I think just that North Portland branch is open in our area. The other two are being remodeled right now. Rudo, definitely chime in, and you know, I don't want to misquote you.
I mean, my understanding is the St. John's Library, and this is, again, are you breaking some news for me right now? That it's closed, but it's for renovation and expansion, yeah. Like you said. And it's supposed to be reopened next spring.
I want to take a look into the library downtown. I remember that was closed for renovations, and I'm curious. After seeing the North Portland Library, I want to see what the library downtown is looking like. Like, that building is huge. What did you guys do in there? I can't wait to see it. And I'm going to get a library card. Because why not?
Well, yeah, you should definitely.
Rudo also explained
library card.
There are no longer late fees. They've done away with late fees.
Was that before this current administration that was like, hey, you should put more fees on top of your fees?
I think, yeah. Just kidding. Yeah.
That's dope.
That's so fire. He was like, look around. There's no cash register here. I was like, whoa. Wow. I will say this.
You know what's funny is I don't think that I ever saw a cash register at the library. You know, like, that I remember.
Yeah. Yeah. He said, yo. You just wait. Dang, just lost
gross a point blanked me at Ultramart.
That's right. We're out of here, Roots. We got stuff to do. Staple John's Library has a pop up opening tomorrow across from the Signal Pizza. Oh, nice.
Okay.
Yes, full renovation reopening in 2026. Okay. Okay. All right. So it's
okay,
just a
renovation. Okay, P-Town said, right. Oh, my God. I was going to cry. I grew up going there. I got my first library card at that St. John's Library. So I feel you. I would definitely have feelings.
Yeah, man.
That was headed out.
But you love to see, like, places that you grew up, especially, like, communal spaces like a library, getting an update.
It's oh, like, yeah. Yay. No, definitely.
Oh, my God. One of my favorite places. You made it brand new again. And I want to be in here more. Like, it's awesome.
Yeah. Like, I love to see care.
Yeah.
For the places.
And not just boarding them up and tearing them down. I don't want that. And,
yeah.
Yeah. Letting the developer come in and turn it into restaurants or something.
So we do have some stories today. I don't think we'll get to any of them because I'm going to waste all of your time talking about the Diddy trial.
Wow. Wow. Wow.
Joking. But if, Ambush, if you could get a song cued.
Yeah.
I got a song cued. Oh, you've already done it. Okay. Well,
yeah.
In local news, Loretta Smith clashes with colleagues over homeless funding in heated city council meeting.
Mm-hmm.
Multnomah County DA bars serious cases from Judge Adrian Brown's courtroom.
Which county was that?
Multnomah County.
Okay. It sounded like something else for you.
I was supposed to say this earlier when I was coming to you all as a woman and taking accountability for all of my actions. Mm-hmm. One is I have no idea what we're talking about today because I was up after Ambush, finished doing the news, doing finishing touches on other things for the voter guide. So
she's saying the news is news to her.
The news is news to me. In national news, is it Qatar or Qatar?
I've heard both. Let's go Qatar. Whenever you say it, it sounds, you know, really sophisticated to me. Because I say Qatar. And you say Qatar, it's like, whoa, okay, that's how they're supposed to say it. Run with it.
I want help. Anybody out there?
No.
Okay. Anyway, they're defending the Boeing 747 deal as one Trumpel-Stiltskin's facing backlash over the Air Force Palace plan.
Oh, yeah.
But I'm not joking. We are going to talk about this Diddler trial for a little second, just because it's hitting every aspect of my life everywhere. I can't, you know.
It's inescapable.
Inescapable.
All right. So cool. We'll hop into a music break, and then we'll be right back. Morning, and we are back. Welcome back to News with My Fiance, Morgan Jones, and DJ Ambush, right here on X-Ray FM. What'd you say? Sound Tippets. Ambush, a.k.a. Sound Tippets. Shout out to Brooke. And the reason I said shout out to Brooke, because Brooke is the reason I have slowed down how I read the number, the text line. Brooke told me at a no request, very early in our friendship, that, hey, man, I want to text in, but you say the number so fast. But now she's got it locked in her phone.
Yeah. Save that.
Morning to all of our fiancés. What's up? What a guan.
Okay, real quick. P-Town said, just came back to the nap conversation.
Okay.
Said, or the best nap you ever had, sleep in your bed sideways. Or the opposite direction you normally lay. And this is so real.
For naps? Yes. Yes.
Why?
I don't know why.
What's the science?
Head down the other side of the bed.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, Dunsky.
Done. Fantastic nap.
Oh my goodness.
Might wake up a little too, you might be, you know, you no longer refreshed. Now you're groggy because you slept so good or something.
Slobber happening. Yeah.
Yeah. That sideways, sideways on the bed.
Across the bed.
That was my go-to for a nap because I was like, I can't get as comfortable as I want to for sleep.
Right.
And I can't actually have an hour of this. So this 20, you know, 30 minutes sideways, perfect.
So sideways was good for me for a little while. Then I got too long and then my legs would hang off the bed and then that would hurt.
Yeah.
So then I had to do sideways fetal. And that's not like as comfortable for me. And I ended up doing like this sideways combination of fetal and starfish. It was weird, but I got it worked out.
I look more like a chalk outline.
Yeah. There it is. Chalk outline,
you know,
across like the bed.
Boom. Yeah.
Great.
Everything's folded a little.
Excellent sleep. Okay. Some of the best naps that way. That's how you get there. Okay, so it has been quite the week. Not the trial of the century. Hope it's a quick one. But pretty major trial happening right now. The Diddy case. And, man, shout out to one of our fiancés last year. Like, did he do it? You know he did. So... his defense is putting up a lot of the strategy the defense has right now is perplexing because it seems like they're trying to not get him off, but like, you know, get the charges down or as low as possible. They want to try to make sure he does the least amount of time. I think when you did a search, he's looking at possibly 55 years. You looked it up on Monday.
No. I did say that, but that was not correct.
Oh,
and I said, no, never mind. Forget it. That's just how old he is.
Oh. And now he's starting to look that old because he cannot use dye in...
Don't get to color your hair.
You don't get to color your hair anymore.
Oh, no.
And it's crazy because at no point... I don't know why I just didn't think he was dying all this time. I don't remember ever seeing any gray. It was like it's just been his black hair consistently his entire career. So we don't even know how long he's been dying.
We've seen some sprinkles.
Okay.
There have been things. Okay. There was like a little patch for a while, you know, sort of like the Kwame, but it was just a little gray.
A little Rayshaw Ghoul. All right.
Yeah, okay.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Gotcha. I do like the Kwame reference. Shout out to
Thank you.
I think Kwame would like that reference too. Maybe not in this context.
Well, we're talking about hair. We're not talking about anything.
Okay. Yeah.
Outside of that.
Fair enough.
Can I just bring us just one step backwards, just for in case anybody is like, but what is this all about? Sean Combs, Puffy, Diddy, Puff Daddy, however you remember.
Papa Diddy Pop.
Papa Diddy Pop. He is currently on trial facing federal charges of racketeering conspiracy, sex trafficking by force, and transportation to engage in prostitution.
Yep.
So those are the charges, right?
Right.
You just said his defense isn't really mounting what seems like a defense. Mm-hmm. And you couldn't be more right. There is, so shout out to Ella. I was talking to her and I keep telling her, please just use me. You're taking all of this information in right now. And I had been too focused on something else. So I was like, just throw it in our text thread. Just, and yeah. I will get to see it when I see it. And she was, so I've seen a few things. And one of the things that I noticed was that the defense is kind of like, yeah, you know, this Cassie stuff is a thing. That's domestic violence. And we're not saying that didn't happen. He did a domestic violence, you know?
He was in a dark period.
But what's that got to do with racketeering, Judge?
Right.
That's not what we're here about. So we're not even going to really discuss it.
Their relationship was just consensual. Everything that happened from a sexual standpoint was just consensual, you know? And the men and women that are claiming to have been abused, these are strong, independent, powerful people in their own right. You know, they could.
They've got autonomy.
Yeah, they got autonomy. Like,
there is no weird power dynamic here.
That's their defense. That is their defense.
And I
said on Monday, I think just looking at these, this batch of initial charges, I think these are the feds saying, hey, this is what we're going to start with. These are our strongest things to prove. Once we get him, you know, guilty on these, we'll start bringing up other charges. Because there's just
too many.
There's too much. There's a multitude of allegations and people. And I can only imagine how much safer some people might feel
right now
once he's convicted. You know what I'm saying? Then come out and say, okay, so there were things I wasn't sure. I didn't think you guys were going to get them, you know?
Yeah.
Now that you got them, I feel safer. Here's some other things that happened, or here's some of the other places or things I've been, you know, privy to. Because fact of the matter is, one of the victims who was scheduled to appear has disappeared. Completely. Victim number 3 has completely disappeared. Lawyer gone. No one can get in contact with them.
I just want to say something to you real quick.
Yeah.
I think that you are likely right. There will be people that feel safer once, if he is convicted. But here is one of the issues I have with prison as a concept, period. If somebody is an abuser, if somebody is
powerful?
Yeah, but violent. Like, there are a lot of stories of people experiencing violence from that man.
Yeah.
It isn't always sexual. It isn't always a partner, you know. It's sort of widely known that he could just do a violence real quick, you know, might just smack somebody or hit somebody with a bottle, you know, like that kind of stuff. This particular person and people, like, you don't have to be as powerful or as resourced, is my point.
Yeah.
That person being in prison or jail is not as comforting as I think a lot of folks think, because that person, there's still reach.
Yeah.
And depending on if you are, you know, where you are in the victim's, you know, I don't know the right word, but depending on the violence that was enacted to you, it could have come through someone else, I guess is my point. You know,
yeah.
Diddy was Diddy behalf, had right cars now. Blown up. It wasn't like he's the one that walked and put the bomb on the car, you right. know? So with the amount of defenders that are already just out here loudly that have absolutely nothing to do with him and aren't on the payroll and aren't getting a Bentley for saying these things, you know? The people that work for him are still working for him.
Right.
So it's not the, is there some peace of mind? Sure. Cause that person isn't going to, you know, be standing in your bedroom out of nowhere.
Right.
You're not going to wake up in the middle of the night and there's Diddy, I guess, but like could be someone else. He can, you know what I'm saying? So yeah. It's like there is yes. And the and is big because it doesn't take a lot of power or resources to get somebody else to do your bidding, especially if it's against a non-powerful woman. Because you can get people to agree with your misogyny and patriarchal view almost, you know, 99 out of 100 times.
Right.
Maybe you have to use some different examples. Maybe you got to lie a little bit and say that she did some things that she didn't do. Either way, there's going to be someone in his life that's like, yeah, these witnesses got to go.
Yeah. Yes.
And we can't do anything to Cassie in that regard yet.
Right.
And I think that, so for me, I look at Sean Combs and I think this particular person has been living their life as, you know, a mob boss in their head, doing all of the things. So everything you see in a movie that you're, you know, like, whoa, that was a crazy night. Like that's just regular.
Right.
And hard for us to understand, especially if your idea is that, you know, in order to be powerful, rich, and famous, you have to work really hard every day. This became Cassie's job. Doing these sescapades.
Mm-hmm.
I'm tired of saying freak off. I'm tired of hearing freak off. It's got to be something else.
Switch it up.
That became her job. She said on the stand, like, it became, this is weekly now. This is all the time. And allegedly the video that we saw from the hotel hallway where he does a lot of violence to her was her trying to leave one of those situations.
Right.
And what do we hear? What do we see? There's always the contrarians. There's always going to be the people that do it wrong. There's always going to be people who say that the devil needs an advocate.
Mm-hmm.
But she could have just left. After having seen that video is wild. The idea that she was a grown-up making grown-up decisions, that she was just an experienced human at 19 when they started dating and he was, what, 30-something, 36?
Mm-hmm.
You about to kiss 40 and you talking to a 19-year-old. That's just dead wrong. Flat wrong. Abuse, abuse, abuse. Red alert. Flag.
Mm-hmm.
Trust your gut. All the things. You know what I mean? Like, nah. So what have you been seeing out there?
As you were recounting that, I was like, wow, yes, 19. A 19-year-old that he, air quotes, liberated from another relationship. Like, Diddy is it's a piece of work, that guy. It's a piece of work, that guy. Again, there's been a lot of social, you know, discourse around it. And whenever there's a conversation about an abuser, there's always the, you know, well, why didn't they leave? And, you know, these women are fast. If it's someone that's young, you know, couldn't be me. And the responses to that sentiment, I feel like, gets more and more entertaining every single time. And it's, you know, I've seen everything and getting my laughs and been able to be less enraged about hearing these men and women also come to the defense. Like someone was like, you know, your employer touched your hair and 3 years later, you're still there. Like, what are you talking about?
Yikes.
Like, yeah, okay.
Triggering.
Boom. But my whole thing is, so you'll have these very, very loud contrarians and loud defenders of abuse. And it's the same couple of people within, you know, our community. And we kind of count on them to have these bad takes. So part of it is definitely their content farming. There's that. Because their platforms are so large, to some people, it does actually trickle down as, wow, these are legitimate points. Yeah, you're right. Such and such said it. So, you know, I could see how this could, yeah, play out that way. I never saw it that way. And it's just, it's terrible. Because at the very base part of this, right, to see what Cassie went through in that video, to actually see that and start to go down the hole of placing any responsibility on her, you've made a decision to do a very simple thing. Take compassion and empathy off the table, out of your equation, and put it on a shelf somewhere. Like, you're sitting here watching someone get physically abused in ways like, what are we talking about? Right?
Right.
And the first thing, your first inclination is, well, how is this her fault? You are a dangerous person. And I want people to constantly be reminded of that. When you see these people defending abusers, do not get in the conversation with them. Don't argue with them. Don't go back and forth. Just take note. That's it. Just take note.
Mm-hmm.
Take note. Oh, this is how you feel? Understand, this is who they are. Oh, you defend this? You're good with this. In your worldview, this is defensible. In your worldview, this person did something to earn this. Okay. Okay. You've identified yourself as an unsafe person to be around.
Yeah.
And you got to catalog that.
I fully agree. I fully agree with you. I just want to say that if you are a person who has the time to argue with abusers, then do it. Because, and the reason I say that, I don't have the bandwidth and I don't have the patience. I'm also not a person that those folks are going to, I'm not going to change their mind. Right?
Right. Right.
But if we mean it when we say that we have to counteract that part of the culture, then it has to happen. It can't just be silent and we're all just taking note. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
There's got to be pushback on the people that have these opinions. And the pushback has to be loud. The pushback has to be as, you know, disruptive as the initial thoughts there. Because normalizing any form of abuse is wild to be doing.
Right.
And a absolutely unhinged way to be spending your time. But to your point, that is translatable into that person's life. And they may not hit their mom or their sister, but there's going to be, those are the only two women that they think are women. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, then you find out that this person doesn't even really think women are women, you know, people, or that they should even get to do whatever, you know, like you get in conversation with people long enough and it's like, oh, wow, you are like, women shouldn't vote, huh? You know, like, don't let them read, huh? Oh, wow. Okay. So I don't want people, if that's who you are and that's what you do and you have time. We got to have people pushing back on these folks. The advice to note it and keep it and believe people when they show you who they are is absolutely correct.
Mm-hmm.
There's just an and there for me.
Yeah.
Because everybody plays their role in de-radicalizing people.
Yeah, you're right.
And if your role is to be arguing with trolls on the internet, then that's the role.
Yeah. No, you're right.
If you're good at it.
And I love that.
Don't be out there getting signed.
You started out by saying you don't have the bandwidth. I don't have the bandwidth or I don't get the fulfillment. Like, this person that's saying harmful things, I want to respond physically. I'm not going back and forth with you. I'm not going to get any fulfillment out of trying to convince you that this woman shouldn't be abused.
Right.
You might need something visited upon you. because you are this loud. Like, people have the ability to present themselves however they want on the internet. Mm-hmm. And I don't know who this person is. Right. On the other side of this text thread. I mean, this tweet or whatever. They literally could be like someone who has gone through abuse and doesn't even know how to
process
that.
Doesn't recognize that they were in an abusive situation. Right. Yeah.
And maybe it's not firsthand abuse. Maybe it's secondhand abuse in the way that they live in an environment where they're seeing that. And now they're defending that.
It's just normal.
Because that's just normal. Like, what are you talking about? So it could be that situation. It could also just be an abuser who is so emboldened that, like you said before, there's never anything I'm going to say to change that person's mind.
Right.
You know? So that's just where I am with it. But much like any other struggle that we've been talking about dealing with, whether it's, you know, social justice or education, the battle must be fought on several fronts. And there are certain people that have the capacity, that have the wherewithal and strategies to combat on certain fronts. And there are some of us that handle things differently. I will not go back and forth. I will, like, and I think you and I share the same strategy in the way. I understand I'm talking about you. I'm not talking to you. I don't.
Yeah.
Yeah. You will not get my time.
Nah.
We will talk about you, you know, like we did Angela. No, we're not bringing you on the show, Angela Ty. We'll talk about you.
Yeah.
But you're not coming on our platform. It's not happening. I'm not shit giving you that space. Get out of here. Scram.
I agree with everything you just said. And also, there are moments, like when you say you're not coming on our platform, I'm like, I forget a platform. I'm not sitting down with her. You know what I mean? Like, there are people that you're not about to waste my time doing your grift. I'm not at, like, I see through you. I'm not doing it. There is no version of debate where I win here because you all of a sudden care about facts.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, so that whole, to me, that game is rigged and I want no parts. I like to win things. And I don't just mean an
Very
argument.
True. Very true. I you know what? I was going to say, like, she's competitive for us. It's not about argument. It's about, listen.
No, if we're going to get it, we already in it and now we're here, then you're definitely going to, like, you have to understand that you're wrong.
Don't break out the dominoes where I'm working.
Hey.
Don't. The competition is real. Don't break out no bones.
I got to read this text. P-Town said, yep, start with how we frame how we speak of abuse as well. The abused do not get abused. They are abused.
Right.
I think abuse absolutely starts in language in the grounds of abuse. Absolutely.
Thank you.
And followed, language is where violence starts. Absolutely. Absolutely. We are collectively, as a society, still learning how to even process the difference between different kinds of abuse.
Yeah.
What has appeared to live in our society as benign for a really long time. Mm-hmm. We are still not believing victims. We are still, and I'm saying collectively, obviously not, you know, us personally. But, you know, they did the switcheroo with that in the first place. With the Me Too movement, it was believe survivors. And that, man, propaganda machines are so cool. Because that, I mean, honestly, when you're a person watching something happen in real time and then you see it get weaponized, it's like, this actually is the upside down.
Yeah.
What just happened? Don't we all have access to this thing? It's like, here's a grand announcement. And then everybody's news coverage of it is about the ad that happened at the announcement. It's not the announcement. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I hope that made sense. Anyway, what I'm getting at is it was Believe Survivors. And that was turned into Believe All Women.
Yep. Yep. Yep.
Which I'm sure you can imagine hits people wrong for a myriad of reasons. Deeply, deeply, you know, entrenched in misogyny is the idea that, nah, they just crazy and they just be out here lying. Can't believe those women. I ain't never hogtied nobody.
I ain't know how to hogtie nobody. Why would I do that?
The amount of instances of abuse have been alleged against a person. And to have the conversations of like, oh, it's a whole setup.
Yo, that.
They're just trying to take a black man down or trying to take a powerful man down or trying to, you know, these women just out here being gold diggers. This, you know, it's a payday. All these lawyers are ambulance chasers.
Just the alleged instances of abuse. That Cassie alone.
Bruh.
That Cassie alone endured.
Again, I say how much of a movie that is because people that were peripherally aligned with her in moments of their, you know, 10, 15 year run, he was enacting violence to those people as well.
Right. Right.
He was harming careers of other people as well.
Yep.
And when he was doing that to men, and it looks like your music doesn't come out, or your publishing isn't yours, or, you know, blowing up a car or two, it isn't thought of as violence, number one. It isn't thought of as an abuse of power. It's thought of as being powerful.
Right. It's part of the biz, man.
Part of the biz. And then when the allegations involve a woman, it's this woman is a gold digger.
Yeah.
This teenager is all of a sudden a grown adult who knew what she was doing and knew what she was getting into and knew what it would be. And she didn't care because she wanted money.
There were accounts of, in response to people saying, why didn't she just leave? But we just watched a video of her trying to leave. That wasn't the only time she tried to leave. She would get picked
up. That's the only time it was on camera in that hotel at that moment.
Right.
There's probably more footage at that hotel at different moments, is my point. There's certainly more footage at other hotels, at airports, at, you know what I'm saying? Like, there's definitely footage all over the place.
The amount of times that she has escaped and then was brought back.
Yep.
Like, do you know what, you can't even imagine feeling like, I did the thing. I got away. I'm safe. Knock, knock, knock. What?
You also, it's a lot of people doing a lot of talking that have never experienced any of these things, right? Mm-hmm. If somebody tracks you down after you ran away from them, if someone tracks you down after you're able to escape a abusive nightmare, if they show up,
that's a shift in your mind.
You really cannot understand what that feels like until all of a sudden someone's standing at your job.
Right.
What could, what?
And this is someone that could pop up in any country on the planet.
At any time.
And find you.
At any time. This is a person who was already, when they lived in New York, he was sending people to follow her. find out where she is. What club is she at tonight? Wouldn't even necessarily show up, but definitely would. Definitely would when he wanted to. That constant, I know where you are. I can find you. I want to know how these same people that are like, she should have just got away and just tell him no and he would stop. What's the answer to that? I got away. He's stalking me now. He has other people stalking me now that he pays that are on his payroll. They're stalking me now.
Right.
They're following me. This is, well, you know what? Go to Dubai? Like, what's the idea here? And the fact that people will do all of those backflips to find a way for the abused person to get away from the person doing the harm, but got no smoke for the person who's doing the harm.
Right.
That's just, I mean, we don't even need to talk about it, I guess.
Yeah.
That's just what happens when you got all that money and power. That's just what happens when you know how to pick a beat.
Right. I saw someone put it really simple. It's like, you're asking, why didn't Cassie do this? Why didn't Cassie do that? And you're not saying, why did Diddy do it? Why didn't Cassie leave? Why did Diddy abuse her? Why
did Diddy hit her?
Why is that question?
Why did Diddy traffic her?
Right.
P-Town said he sounds like he was her pimp. 1,000%.
Yeah. And the reason
that's the allegation.
Yeah.
And I don't see how it's not that.
And the reason why I surmise, the reason why a lot of men that I'm seeing forget to ask why Diddy is doing these things is because they already know the answer. Like, they're all too familiar with that desire to control. So why would I ask? Okay. What they're seeing makes sense.
Or
what they're seeing is relatable content.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Or the ability to like, we have have wonderful imaginations when it's not time to have it. Like, they will imagine a scenario that makes so much sense. Well, what if she pushed me and then and pulled a knot? You know, like, there's always
a... And I was trying to buy NBC at the same time.
Okay. Music break in the show.
You know.
The scenarios that they will create for it to make sense. For it to, like, I mean, Tory Lanez and Meg, all this, the woman, you're saying there's bullet fragments in her feet and you're saying that's glass. She stepped on glass and she's annoying. And so you just think she should die of sepsis.
Yeah. And you know more than
that. And doctor. Nobody shot a gun, even though everyone knew that everyone says a gun was shot, but nobody shot a gun and certainly not at her, because that'd be stupid. That's Meg Thee Stallion, I guess. You would never do something like that.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter how much evidence points to it. Doesn't matter, obviously, if you see it on tape. And the reason that this gets me so riled up, very specifically with black and brown men, is y'all have an real true understanding when you see yourselves getting beaten or killed by the police. You have a real good understanding of power dynamic. You have a real good understanding of what could and couldn't get done in that moment. You have a very clear ability to point out who the person is who's doing the abuse.
Yep.
You all of a sudden don't have the, well, what was he wearing? But that does not get transferred, right? And I fully, wholeheartedly believe the reason that you cannot translate that information into a different scenario is you are waiting your turn to be able to get away with every single thing you have seen some powerful man get away with. And because that is your idea of manhood.
Yep.
That is your idea of power. That's your idea of success.
It's your right.
you should be able to subjugate. And that the real problem with seeing yourself beaten by police or getting left by somebody or whatever the situation is not me. I'm powerful too. It is a hard situation for someone who has been in an abusive situation to hear men have not moved one inch on learning more, knowing more, doing better, being better, holding their friends accountable, paying attention to who the predators in their flocks are. Mm. Not doing a whole lot of talking to each other about not harming people. Like, there just hasn't been a lot of movement, hasn't been a lot of traction. The more we hear about these really heinous acts, none of it's new. This has, in fact, happened to many people. And somehow we still bad apple it. Somehow we still pretend as if there isn't a systemic issue here. There's a systemic issue here. There is a huge systemic hatred for women.
Yep.
And femmes. It is our fault for everything that happens at the hands of an abusive man. And that is something that is really, like, I should be more rage filled. But it's so defeating. You know?
Yeah.
Like,
spent.
This is the kind of thing that is just conversation for a lot of folks. It's just something to talk about.
Something to talk about. That's it. Not even to address, not to handle, like you said, have dialogue with each other, work on, none of it. It's just a trending topic.
The amount of abuse and really, you know, racketeering is something that a lot of, you know, folks have a hard time understanding outside of, you know, maybe the mob. Mm-hmm. But you really got to look at this as a enterprise. There is a system to this. This was systemic trafficking.
Yeah.
Systemic abuse, physically, verbally, emotionally. This isn't a person. This person had other people enacting his violence in many ways. And that's down to the person who is collecting the phones at the sexcapade.
Right.
That's down to the person who is, you know, secretly recording so you have blackmail later.
The person that is slipping pills and drinks. The person calling the rides. The person, you know, organizing transit. All of it. Like, it's
booking hotels.
Right.
Booking the talent. And I need y'all to understand, this is how much of a enterprise. And how much of a mastermind Diddy was, whatever. Mm-hmm. He would make Cassie pay for some of these things. That's his money. You know, it's doubtful that woman gets a card in her own name.
Yeah.
But she's the one making the transaction. All to protect himself. That is not Hey, babe, could you pay for the DoorDash?
Right. Right. I don't have my card on me. Can you pay for the DoorDash?
It's receipts. It's him knowing this will complicate it later. This will complicate it now. Because imagine, you don't want to do this thing. This is not how you want to live. And now you're the one who has to procure?
Nah, that's wild. That's wild.
Like, his entire... It needs to be studied. Whole thing needs to be studied. But to see even just the drawings, right? The courtroom drawings of Cassie up there, heavily pregnant, finally away from this situation by a few years, where she is now safe, feels safe enough, has a partner who she feels safe with, building a life outside of being this sex slave for a decade and change.
Yeah.
Right? Like, yeah. I got to look and see exactly the amount of time. But to see her up there crying and this dum-dum over here doing hand hearts. Real stoic when she's explaining being beaten. Ain't got a whole lot to say. I guess I'll look at my feet.
The amount of courage it takes to revisit these moments, just, you know, in your own life, in your own time, in your bedroom, in the supermarket, in the car, just revisiting moments that traumatize you so much. To have to go in public, in a courtroom, sit across from your abuser, sit across from a team of people that are looking to absolve this abuser.
Yep.
Having someone come up and question your actual memory, question your actual experience, and try to downplay it or
dismiss
it. The amount of courage it takes to do that, come on, man. Like, absolutely amazing. Like, can't even figure out the word to describe how much strength that takes. And then to be raked over the coals by people from your own community.
Hello.
In hundreds of thousands of tweets every day for entertainment. For the purpose of them wanting to be important. For the purpose of them seeking a moment to go viral. Off of your pain. Your very real experiences.
And add that maybe they don't even want to go viral. Maybe they just were like, my opinion is also important. Mm-hmm. Equally as harmful to the person who has to receive millions of people's opinion on them being abused for years.
Yep.
P-Town said, it's defeating because it seems that every time we get one of these morbid abusers, they get away with what they've done. And the wisdom that their protection is already built into a messed up system.
Yeah. Yeah.
That is definitely part of it for me. It's that. That's definitely part of it for me, knowing that, you know, punishment is one thing. Prison could be punishment for him, is punishment for him. And it's not enough. Like, that's why, no. You know, prison isn't the way to handle, in my opinion, these kind of things. Like, this is not a person who's going to
change
because they had a timeout and had to sit down and think about what they did, you know? He's already, because the way that this world, or I'll say this country, because of the way that this country is set up, because he is already a successful, powerful man, his version of prison is going to look different than my version of prison.
Yeah.
It's going to look different than your version of prison. He's not dealing with the same things. Yes, many of the same things, right? But nah.
Nah.
Just like, you know, there's levels to it. There are people that ride a bike. There are people that drive a car. There are people that are driven around. And there are people that get on helicopters to go to the store.
Yeah.
Maybe not the store. But they, what my point is that they're traveling above the traffic.
Yeah.
They don't even have to worry about what a rush hour means, right? Diddy's in that boat in the way where he's not going to have to worry about what's happening in the mess hall or the chow hall or whatever. You know what I'm saying? Like, he's not going to have to worry about that.
Yeah.
However, Tory Lanez, again, dude got stabbed up. So, I don't know. Maybe people are doing things in prison.
Maybe. You're listening to X-Ray FM, KXRY Portland at 91.1 and 107.1 FM. And then the Harlem, Wheeler, Manzanita, and Rockaway Beach at 91.7 FM. Streaming online everywhere at xray.fm. Yeah, for sure. He's going to Club Fed. So, yeah, no.
I just mean, no matter what, where he went, there are guards that are going to forever take care of that man.
Yeah.
There are people that work in the prison that are going to bring that man cookies. They're going, you know, yeah. There is a woman right now getting her hair done. Like, I hope Diddy looks at me today.
Yeah. I'm saying that. I'm saying yes to that. But then also, because it's Club Fed, it's going to be even, you know, yeah.
Sure.
Yeah. Yeah. But you know what? That was today's show.
We did it.
Any of our stories, but it's all right because the voter guide is up.
We did it.
Take a look at that voter guide. Give us some feedback. We hope it is hopeful. Helpful. There it is. That's the word I was looking for. We hope it is helpful in making the right decisions for you and our community. Yeah, I'm really, really proud of the team for doing this. You guys knocked this out. Thank you, AJ, for being a motivating factor. This was a lot of work. I watched y'all put in some hours, brothers and sisters. I'm very, very happy. It felt good to be able to get that up on the website. Really happy, you know. Again, proud of you guys. Super proud.
Thank you so much. It felt amazing to see you putting it up on the website. I just got to say this real quick. P-Town said, what if prison for Diddy is him experiencing everything he's done to others? You know? It's not, and it won't be.
Because it can't.
And that's the thing. Like, I also don't... I do understand eye for an eye, and I don't subscribe to that systemically, you know? Like, it's not going to be, well, if he just got everything back that happened to him, every single of those people that he's abused are not going to be non-abused anymore. You know, like,
yeah, the harm's done.
The harm is done. I don't really need to see people get what they gave in order to feel like we're safer without them, you know, doing those things. I don't know words anymore.
Yeah. When I'm always like, I need something physical. This is me dealing. This, again, I've mentioned it on the show, on the Monday Night Show. So, hey, I'm on my journey. I'm on my journey. You know, trying to work through it. Thank you, everyone, for tuning in. Matt, that text is hilarious. I will share the photo with Morgan once we're off the air. All our text will be in the description for the show, as well as the playlist for today. It's only be two songs. We went to one music break and one to close out. But you know what it is, man. Do not let the individual distract you from the systems. Poverty is a positive choice. People over profits, power to the people. None of us are free until we are all free. Check out that voter guide.
Good morning, Brooke. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much for tuning in. And we will catch you Monday night, 6:30 on YouTube.
Bye. We'll be right back.